Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on one of the most underrated transition tools in Ableton Live 12, the Groove Pool, and we're not using it in the usual, polite, humanize the drums a little bit way. We're using it like a tension engine for jungle and old school D&B beat edits. So the big idea is this. In drum and bass, transitions are tiny windows, but they carry a huge amount of energy. You might only have one bar, two bars, sometimes even half a bar to tell the listener something is about to happen. If that moment feels too straight, too gridlocked, the whole tune can lose momentum. But if you shape that transition with groove, swing, and micro timing, it starts to feel like a live edit, like the drums are breathing. The key mindset here is contrast. We do not want everything in the track to share the same feel. We want the transition to loosen up, bend a little, lean forward, maybe even wobble just enough to create anticipation. Then, when the drop hits, we snap back to a tighter grid and the impact feels way bigger. Let's start by finding the right phrase. Open your arrangement and locate a transition zone, usually the last two bars, before a drop, or the final two bars of a 16-bar section. In jungle and old-school D&B, that kind of symmetry matters because the listener is already expecting a shift at those points. Set locators if that helps, and mentally isolate that section. For now, we're building one small moment that will carry the energy into the next phrase. Now build your break-based transition layer. This can be an amen-style chop, an old-school two-step break, or any breakbeat with some character. If it's in audio, even better. Chop it into slices, but don't over-quantize everything. Leave a few hits slightly ahead or slightly behind the grid by ear. Especially pay attention to ghost snares, little hats, and pickup hits. That's where the movement lives. Now here's where the groove pool comes in. Grab a source groove that already has some feel. It could be from another break, a clip with a nice swing, or any reference groove that matches the vibe you want. In Live 12, assign that groove. Then open the groove pool and tweak it before you fully commit. A really solid starting point is timing somewhere around 55 to 70%, with random around 3 to 12%, and velocity around 15 to 35%. If the groove is too stiff, push the timing up a bit. If it starts feeling lazy or dragged, pull it back and let velocity do more of the work. The important thing is that the groove should bend the drums without messing up the low-end engine. Your kick and sub need to stay disciplined enough to keep the drop powerful. And here is the first trick. Do not apply the same groove to everything. Use it selectively. Apply it to the transition break slices, the snare fills, the hats, the percussion stabs, maybe even a few FX hits. But leave the main drop drums tighter, or only lightly grooved. That contrast is what makes the transition feel like it's pulling into the drop. The ear hears the looseness first, then the snap back, and that makes the impact land harder. A really effective move is to build a one-bar fill at the end of the transition. Keep it snare-led. Put a kick on the downbeat, add a couple of ghost snares before the main backbeat, and finish with a small hat pickup or rim hit into the drop. If you're using MIDI, set up a drum rack with a clean snare layer, a noise layer, and a ghost snare with a shorter decay. Keep the snare body around 120 to 240 milliseconds, and keep ghost velocities lower, maybe in the 25 to 60 range. Now give that fill a groove that has a little more swing than the main drums. This is where the fill starts to lean into the drop. It should not feel like a countdown. It should feel like it's being pulled forward. And a good teacher tip here, if the fill feels too busy, simplify it. A strong jungle fill often only needs 3 to 6 well-placed hits. You do not need to fill every gap for it to feel exciting. Next, let the FX join the same rhythmic conversation. This is a huge transition upgrade. Put your risers, reverse crashes, noise sweeps, and impact tails onto tracks that can follow the groove logic too. For example, a white noise riser can build over the last two bars, a reverse crash can tuck into the space right before the drop, and a short impact can hit right on the new downbeat. Use auto filter to open up the riser, reverb for a wash, echo for rhythmic tails, and utility if you need to control mono and width. The big idea is cohesion. If the drums are grooving one way and the FX are landing in some random, unrelated timing, the transition feels pasted together. But if the FX timing follows the same feel as the drum edit, it sounds like a single performance. Now let's talk bass. In jungle and old-school D&B, the bass and drums are always in conversation. So use the transition to create a temporary mismatch that resolves hard on the drop. Keep your sub clean and simple. Let the last bass stab sit slightly ahead or behind the drums if that helps the mood. But don't let the sub itself get too loose. Under about 120 Hz, keep it mono and stable. You can use Wavitable, Operator, or any restyle layer for movement, then add saturator for a bit of harmonics, EQ8 to clean out the low end, and a compressor or glue compressor if needed. A subtle filter cutoff move or a tiny bit of phaser movement in the last bar can add tension, but keep it subtle. The transition should feel like it's clearing space for the drop, not blurring it. At this point, automation becomes your best friend. You can automate auto filter cutoff on the break, bring up reverb dry slash wet in the final beat or two, increase saturator drive a touch on the fill, or widen only the FX elements with utility, while leaving the sub and kick locked in the center. If the transition still does not feel dramatic enough, add density and contrast rather than just piling on more sounds. More notes isn't always better. Sometimes more separation is what creates the drama. One of the strongest intermediate moves is to resample the transition. Route the drum bus to a resampling track, record the whole two bar edit, and then chop that audio back into pieces. Once it's in audio, you can nudge slices, add tiny reverse fragments, and treat it like a real performance. That often sounds more authentic for jungle than purely MIDI-driven editing. Just be careful not to overwarp it. Keep the transients alive. Let a few ghost hits stay a little messy if they add energy. That roughness is part of the old-school flavor. And always, always check the transition in context. Listen to at least 8 bars before the edit, the transition itself, and 4 bars after the drop. Ask yourself, does the groove create anticipation? Does the drop feel bigger because the transition loosened up? Is the sub still solid? Are the drums clear on first listen? If the answer is yes, you're in the zone. A few common mistakes to watch for: don't apply one groove to the entire arrangement. Don't overswing the main drop. Don't let the sub follow every little rhythmic bend. And don't drown the transition in too many FX layers. A great edit can be built from just a few smart elements: a grooved break, a snare fill, one riser, one impact, and a clean drop. And for darker, heavier DNB, a few extra tricks can make a big difference. Slightly late snare ghosts can create tension, then the drop snare can hit dead on the grid for maximum contrast. A little saturation on the drum bus can thicken the transition. A short, filtered echo throw on a snare or rim can add menace. And if one break slice feels a little imperfect, leave it imperfect. That small rhythmic roughness often makes the whole thing feel more alive. Here's your quick practice challenge. Build a blank two-bar transition at your current tempo. Chop a break into 8 to 12 slices, pick a groove with moderate swing, apply it only to the transition elements, add a snare fill with 2 ghost notes and 1 main accent, drop in 1 riser and 1 impact, automate a filter, then resample the whole thing and make 1 final edit pass. Loop the 4 bars around it and see if the drop feels bigger. That's the whole game here. Use Groove Pool as a contrast tool. Let the transition breathe, bend, and lean into the drop. Then let the drop come back tighter and harder. If the groove makes the drop feel more powerful, you've nailed it. All right, get in there, try it in your own tune, and listen for that pull. That's where the jungle magic lives.